It's like Viagra for your mind. Don't worry, you won't look like a dick. ThisWeekInGeek.net.
If your brain erection lasts for more than 4 hours, seek medical attention immediately. I'm not kidding.
And that's where we shut her up. Hey, it's the prototype, and I'm Jamie, and I'm joined by...
I'm Mike. And you might be wondering, where the hell have we been?
Well, we've been dead. We'll get to that in a sec. And we're also joined by my girlfriend, Tiffany, who just did that lovely song. And we had to shut her up because it was terrible. Anyway, say hi, God.
Hey, guys. You might remember me from the rad that Mike and I did a long time ago for that Mass Effect anime.
Holy crap.
Where I was incredibly, incredibly shy. Which is not like me at all, is it, Dodd?
Yeah, I know. You tend to just walk around topless and all this shit. It's amazing.
Crazy.
Anyway, so yes, we have, we've been kind of AWOL for a couple weeks.
It's mostly just been us just missing each other.
Yeah, pretty much. Every time he is available, I'm not available. Every time I'm available, he's not available.
Or if you're in town, I'm sick. Or it's usually just one of those things where it's just an unfortunate set of coincidences.
Pretty much.
But we're back
seems
now.
Seems to happen a lot, but...
So, by the time you're hearing this, I'm actually purposely going to date this. It should be Thursday, the 24th.
Now you've dedicated yourself
to
that.
Now I've dedicated myself to get this the hell up. We're probably recording two or three shows today, depending on how quickly we get through things. So hopefully you'll have a show for the next couple of weeks every Tuesday. That's the idea. But I wanted to get something out this week, so it's not just nerd news and whatever else is supposed to go up on the site. But anyway, I guess we should probably tell them what we're talking about today.
Well, I can give you a hint. It's, what Tiffany specializes in and her little tune there. We're doing video game audio. So it's influence on video games, and we kind of want to bring to light the fact that most people don't realize that if video game audio sucks, you notice, but when it's great, you don't. So... there's so many places that we can start here. We've got Tiffany because she likes music, so she's probably not going to say anything about sound effects. That'll be me and Dodd here. So, I don't know. Where do we want to start? Where do you think we should start, Mike?
Well, I guess let's talk about just great audio in general. I mean, a lot of series are notable for their music. And that kind of goes without saying. Stuff like Final Fantasy, Metal Gear, Mass Effect.
How about we do each of our favorites, favorite video game franchise for their music? Well, I guess maybe not franchise, but...
I know what Jamie's going to say right off the bat.
Okay, you say it then.
He is, as you guys know, a huge Final Fantasy nerd. So Nuobu Uematsu is obviously
his
favorite.
Wow, you butchered his name.
I am Caucasian. I cannot speak Japanese.
You blame being white on not being
yep. They are. Damn right.
It's called, having some respect for culture. It's Nuobu right, Uematsu.
Anyways. Jeez.
I'm just going to call him the Final Fantasy guy.
Well, yeah, he's pretty much been in almost every Final Fantasy, and I think he's done some of the Kingdom Hearts, or at least been, a helper on it. He started to stray away, though. He has his own sound company now. He's not just part of Square Enix anymore.
He actually goes on concert tours, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, I want to go to one of them.
Blair just stabbed me in the eye.
And that's where we end the show now.
With my glasses. Okay, I'm good now. I can see.
So we need everyone to call 911 and report Blair for being an abusive wife.
That sucks.
Why did she stab you in the eye?
She tried to put my glasses on for me and I turned my head at just the wrong second.
That wasn't smart.
Anyway, continue.
Maybe you should put your own glasses on.
I'm going to bleed out, so you guys keep talking.
All right, what's your favorite sound?
Okay, this is going to go without saying, because obviously my favorite series is Mass Effect. Don't oh god me! I'm a huge fan of Mass Effect, so Jack Wall and Sam Hulick, they're two of my favorite composers, mostly because they have such a unique style of composing. They're really experimental when it comes to instruments and stuff.
I'm actually going to argue with you, only for Mass Effect 1, because it's the only one I've played. I haven't played the other two. Yeah, whatever. I honestly don't have any memories of any of the music or sounds in Mass Effect 1, means it was not grabbing to me.
It's very ambient, right, Dodd?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look
super ambient.
Well, you look at a level like, say, Novaria, and it's a very distinctive theme, but it's so ambient that you notice and yet don't notice at the same time.
It's the perfect amount of noticeability because it fits with the level so well. But that does change from 1 to 3, because 3 is more in-your-face battle music.
Mm-hmm. And there is a reason behind that, because of people like me that only remember things if it's actually...
epic.
Well, either epic or memorable, etc. I'm not saying the sound design in Mass Effect 1 was bad.
It was just different.
I don't remember any of it. And this is where it comes into the conversation of whether or not sound design, like how much sound design actually matters. Because if there was no ambient music, maybe I would have hated that game. Mm-hmm. If the music was more memorable, like can you actually hum a tune that is Mass Effect that everyone that is listening will know it's Mass Effect?
Okay, I was going to say yes until you said everybody that would notice, because I can hum any single song.
Not just you. Not just you.
Okay, fair enough.
Is there a song in the whole Mass Effect series that you can hum that people will just instantly be like, that's Mass Effect?
I would argue maybe the Elusive Man's theme.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, what? The,
Can you hum the Mario theme without everyone being like, damn, that's Mario?
Well, yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, like so few games have that kind of cultural recognizability. I mean, the only other thing I could
The choir music thing. I don't even know how to really do it, but
from what Final Fantasy VII?
No, Halo.
Halo.
The Halo series.
Which
also kind of funny. You mentioned Halo. The guy who did the music for those games, Marty O'Donnell, randomly got fired last week.
No really? Way.
I don't goddamn know. I just remember seeing the headlines. I didn't read too far into it.
Was it not Michael Salvatore that did the music for that game?
No. O'Donnell did music for, I think, like, every single one. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
Funny, because I went to, I actually went to Video Games Live about 5 years ago. It was friggin' amazing. It was the best concert I've ever been to. For anybody who doesn't know what Video Games Live is, it's basically a huge orchestral concert that just plays video game themes. It was amazing. Michael Salvatore was there, and that's the only reason I know him, is because apparently he did some music for Halo.
He might have done Halo Wars, or maybe...
ST, maybe?
No, this was actually before those games.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
No, wait.
Maybe I'm talking out my ass. I have no idea.
Oh, wait, maybe he worked with Marty O'Donnell those ones. Yeah, because I know that Salvatore guy, if I'm not mistaken, he did music for Killer Instinct, the original one. Him and Graham Revell, I'm probably fucking that name. I'm probably fucking up that fact, actually. but yeah, like there are games that have that cultural oomph, like Halo, Mario. I would even argue Street Fighter, either Ryu's theme...
Guile's theme.
It's the ones that are overplayed because, and everybody knows it just because it's used in other media as well. So, like, even Final Fantasy as a series has two themes that everybody, well, not everybody, but gamers as a whole should at least know the victory theme of the da 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 da, because it's in every single one remixed in a different way. You've got the Chocobo theme, which. Which is remixed in every single one, so but that's what I'm saying, like Final Fantasy as a series has those where it's like this is the series songs, whereas like Mass Effect
it always changes.
It's not really
the reason it changes though is because every single Mass Effect game has a different feel to it. Like, you know, sort of. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I would call one more exploration, two more kind of a cooperative piece, because you are getting so many different members. So I guess it's
there's more also interpersonal there's also play. Exactly. There's more of an emotional side to it.
You
there's more sex
aliens.
To it. We'll say that. Yes.
Hey, sorry for life.
There's more blue pussy. Anyway,
moving on. another series that has great music, more ambient than anything, but when it comes to the forefront, you notice it. Elder Scrolls.
Yep. And true. Jeremy Soule, he's amazing.
See, this one I pretty much get to sit out because I've never played the game, and more than like the first 30 minutes.
Wasn't
enjoying it.
Me and Dodd. I love Jeremy Soule's music. He's an incredible composer.
Well, just the fact that it sits in the background, and when you want it to, this horn will just come out. Or this.
Yes.
And it's usually when you're walking across like some really snowy part, or you're on top of a mountain. The game changes the music dynamically whenever you're out there.
Yeah, depending on your environment.
Or if you're in combat or whatever else. And usually it's really good. And I can think of music when you're escaping the prison, when you're fighting Alduin the World Eater.
Yep.
Although in the world, like I said, it's just there to remind you that you're in this fantastic world. And that's, I think, the power of really good sound design, is it can take you out of reality just enough where you kind of forget about it for a while.
Yeah, agreed.
Another game series that I think one game that I think gets the immersion down so right, while the game...
You better be saying the one that I think you're about to say.
Well, it's a game that split people right down the middle. Some people loved it, some people hated it. More hated than loved it, and I don't understand
definitely
why.
Not the one I'm thinking of, then.
I'm going to talk about Halo ODST.
That has some
of the best ambient music, and such a different feel from the other games in terms of music than what's been done previously. And also in terms of sound design. That's a game where I feel sound makes you feel vulnerable, because the enemies can hear you. So using silenced weapons is a really damn good idea.
Although they didn't really go far enough into that on the gameplay part of it. Yes, they could hear you if you did certain actions at a distance, but if you popped a guy with a silenced weapon, all of his buddies would still go, "Oh my god, get him." Like, you couldn't really pick off one here, one there, and like be, you know, any of the stealth kind of games. They tried, but they didn't go into it enough. They just made it look a lot more like you're a Spec Ops guy, which was really cool. And yes, the sound design in that was a lot better than any of the other Halos. And I think that's one of the reasons ODST was a good game to like me and you. We really enjoyed it, whereas other people, they wanted another Halo. It's not exactly the same as a Halo game.
Mm-hmm. I have another note on the sound design, and it's nothing to do with music or the sound effects. Nathan Fillion as Buck, nuff said.
Yeah, that's another thing too, if we're going to talk about sound in games, because it's such a broad topic. Voice acting can make or break a game.
Hell yeah, it can.
But what if they talk like this? Still good, right?
I'm glad you mentioned that. One game that was notable for its voice acting was Skyrim, Elder Scrolls.
Mm-hmm.
One game that will now become infamous because of its voice acting is Elder Scrolls Online. Some of the voices do not match what they should be.
There's a fun fact, actually. I did play the beta for about like 2 hours. I'm not going to go into it because I don't feel like crying right now. But the first NPC you meet is actually voiced by Jennifer Hale. I kind of jumped up and down and flailed like a fangirl when I found that out. So go ahead.
And then you cried at the rest of the game.
Exactly. I was like, how can she be involved with such a piece of shit? And then I kind of cried, but
yeah. It's kind of amazing how badly you can fuck up something like that. But if you want to see it full,
I'm just throwing it out here. I called this. You cannot make Elder Scrolls be an MMO because it is an offline MMO already. They fucked up. I told you guys that this was going to flop like so fucking hard.
I wanted to have hope because I love Skyrim, but
there's just, hope and then there's practicality.
They raped my dreams.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Tentacle rape?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, honestly, though, like I think if they fix some of the things that I ran into, like
if they fix the whole game, it'll be good.
If they fix,
they have to reboot it like Final Fantasy XIV did.
If they fix the incredible amount of glitching, and I know that's asking a lot, but like I glitched maybe 4 or 5 times in the 2 hours I played. I think that's kind of excessive. So if they fix that, it might be a good game. But I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, let's move on.
Another series that has really good music and really good sound design, because it does rely on that stealth mechanic, is Assassin's Creed. And one of the best in the series is the latest, and it's done by composer Brian Tyler, is the Assassin's Creed 4 soundtrack. It made sea shanties cool for me. My wife hates them. As you can hear him grunting in the background there. Because they're like, what you gonna do with a drunken sailor and all that shit? Or like, yo-ho, and just... It really brought the world to life. But then with that, not just with the music, the sound design of the water hitting the boat. You could hear the wind rushing through the sails and rippling the fabric.
This is one of those games where I'm entirely agreeing with you. It had great sound design, and it was all those little things that just make it so good, but the average person would not notice it. They'd just be like really immersed because of it, but they wouldn't realize that it was the sound design. Whereas if all of that wasn't there, the people would be like, God, this is fucking boring.
It's kind of the point, though. Like, if you don't notice it and you're just so immersed in the game, the music has done its job and, like, the sound design has done its job. Because if you're not noticing it and you're so immersed in the game, then that's the point of playing the game.
And see, that's also, like, when I went to school for game design, the nickname for audio was the bastard child of the other two. Because everybody forgets about it and no one actually cares unless they do something bad.
Mm.
So... it was always funny listening to the programming teachers, the art teachers, basically fighting with the audio guy. Because there was only one audio teacher, but there was like 6 art and 6 fucking programming teachers. And because they only needed one audio guy. Like, there's not a lot, like, there is a lot to teach, but...
It's more you're learning how to put audio into a game, you're not learning how to compose music.
Oh, no, he was doing that. But it was more interacting interacting with the programming and the art. He didn't want to, he wasn't there to teach us all that other shit. I forgot to mute my thing, so damn Moogles are going off.
That's another thing about sound design, though. It's not too bad. That is the sound design in the game.
Yeah, that's the sound effect.
Exactly.
And creating those can be kind of neat. There actually was a really cool documentary for, I think it was Halo 2, or was it Halo 3? They go into how they made the designs of one of the creatures, and it was fingernails on a... I think it was, like, fake fingernails on, like, some kind of a hard surface, and then crushing pineapple.
Shit.
Or something like that. Yeah, and I'm thinking, that's really neat Foley, is when you get a chance to actually make sound effects. I mean, half the time you hear breaking bones, I think, yeah, you're hearing lettuce being torn apart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's generally not the actual thing. A lot of sound design for sound effects is actually really cool, because we got to do a lot of that in school, and basically the teacher gave us like $5,000 worth of audio equipment and said, if you break this, you've signed a contract that it comes out of, like, you have to pay for it. So I took it and got gunshots. I had my brother take me to a range, and he just fired off all of his weapons. So I have a whole sound library that is mine of pretty much every weapon that you can have in Canada. Yeah. So nothing really big, I guess, because Canada sucks, but...
No cannons or anything, but...
Yeah. But I got some pretty good stuff. But a lot of the things that we had to... We were trying at one point to... It was a bobsledding game that I was working sound design for. And... That's actually where we used one of the gunshots. But we had to try to make the sound of the skis on the ice. And that was probably the hardest thing that we've ever tried to do, and it still sucked. Luckily, that wasn't a game that was ours to work on. We were just helping out. So I don't think they end up using any of those sound effects because scraping metal against ice didn't actually sound the way a bobsled would. We tried scraping every different type of thing against ice. I don't think that's what's going to work. We had to think outside the box, I think.
That's exactly what the sound designer, oh my gosh, I'm going to kill myself. I can't remember his name. This doesn't have to do more with video games than it does with movies. Well, then again, it does.
You suck,
The guy, you know the sound effects for the lightsabers in Star Wars.
Just this is amazing. Used everywhere.
Yeah. But I mean, it's used in video games too. But the fact that he had to go buy, like what he did was he took, it was some kind of electrical tool, and he ran it across an open circuit, I think it was.
Are you talking about Ben Burtt and the lightsaber?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened is he had a microphone that had a stripped wire in it.
Yeah.
And he ran it by an old tube TV.
That had
one of those electrical... had some kind of a fucked up transformer or something like that. And yeah, that's how they made the sound effect for that.
Yeah.
And it shows up in Transformers, the movie. It shows up in a bunch of animes.
Does it really?
Oh my God. I'm pretty sure the Lucas sound library must be really fucking cheap because you can hear blaster shots and lightsabers and almost everything. In Transformers, the movie, whenever you see, and I'm talking the one from 86, you'd see, Cyclonus and Scourge whenever they fly by on the screen or any of the other Seekers. It's a TIE fighter flyby or it's the Falcon. And if you listen closely enough, you can tell. I mean, hell, watching the Resident Evil movie, the first one, I know they're using the Sony sound effects library because I have that library in my house. And certain doors on TVs will sound the same. I think Doom,
oh my God, yeah.
I think
I notice that all the time. Yeah, the Wilhelm scream. Oh my God, the children laughing. Like, I hear that all the time. And it kind of pisses me off, but at the same time, it makes me feel like, oh, I can recognize these sounds. That's kind of weird.
I actually posted this, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago. There actually is a loop, I think it was on IO9 or Gizmodo, and it was 40 minutes of classic cartoon loops.
Oh, God.
And it was sound effects, and it was stuff you would recognize almost immediately as being from the Warner Brothers era of cartoons. And it's one of those things that leaks over into video games. Like I said, there's so many different sound libraries out there. I've got the Sony sound effects library, the BBC's, and I don't have Warner Bros. I've got a partial one. And you would really be surprised where things end up. I think on House, for example, the door sound effect was from Doom.
No way.
Shit like that. Yeah, just listen. You would be genuinely surprised to say, oh, I recognize that door sound. And it's really weird. Plus, one of the things that nobody thinks about with audio, and this is with like movies as well, is you have to capture ambient sound. Ambient sound or room tone is making just literally this.
White noise.
White noise, because your ear has to fill something. Now, it's not enough to fill it with dialogue and sound effects and all that shit. That's fine, but when it gets quiet for that second, you'll notice. A really shitty example of really bad sound design, and...
This better be video game related.
Surprisingly not, but John Sarn really... has talked about it.
Oh, God.
He did the movie called Birdemic, Shock
oh,
and Terror.
Oh, fucking...
Oh, listen wow. Yeah, we watched this.
Listen to the sound in that. And it's so utterly fucking terrible.
The movie's just...
Yeah.
It hurt my heart.
I'm pretty sure that
guy... I haven't
even
seen the movie. I've just seen all the damn reviews about the movie being so bad.
It's one of those things where I'm pretty sure the guy didn't even go... I'm pretty sure he didn't even attend the first day of film class. But
the thing is, the dude has such a friggin' ego. He thinks it's... the most amazing movie ever.
Like Tommy Wiseau.
Exactly! It's exactly the same caliber.
Another game that I noticed it had really good sound design in its ambient and wild sound.
I'm just going to jump in here, and it better be The Last of Us.
No, but I can talk about that as well, because I really want to talk about sound design in that one. Although it does kind of tie in. The new Tomb Raider game.
Fuck, I haven't played that one.
Listen to that with a good 5.1 sound setup, and it is goddamn gorgeous. Like, you can hear things rustling in the undergrowth. My favorite thing is when you turn your head, the sound travels with you, and that's called the Doppler effect. Here, I'm going to give you a really quick example of this. I don't know whether it'll translate across your headphones out there, people, but if you're listening to me in stereo, this probably should. So, ready? Meow. Meow. And it's because it's using sound. It's kind of like the closer it gets to you, the louder it gets, the further away it gets, the quieter it gets. But it's traveling from the left channel to the right channel. And when you play games that are mixed properly, you can hear things going off in, say, the back left channel. That might be somebody behind you. And that's where a game like, say, The Last of Us really plays with sound. That's a game that it uses music sparingly and very, very effectively.
It's actually, if for anyone that plays Final Fantasy XIV Realm Reborn, they recently added a fight. It's a dungeon battle against Leviathan, the primal astral summon, whatever you want to call it, depending on which Final Fantasy you play. The battle is actually on a giant raft, and Leviathan is in the water and comes up from the water and slams the boat, which makes you slide. And at a certain point, he'll actually break the railings off and you'll fall off from him slamming onto the boat. And this is the first fight where I actually would rather put on headphones and use my ears rather than my eyes, because he splashes at a specific area of the boat before he slams down to knock you off. So it can be one of the four corners. So when you put on your headphones, you can actually hear which direction he's going to come from, and you run the other way rather than spin your camera around trying to look, which a lot of games don't use the surround sound method for good gameplay. Some of them, like I think it was Halo 3, included in the limited edition or whatever, they had a sound. It was a little thing where a grunt basically tried to fix your surround sound so it would be better, more enhanced for the game. And
that is such a fun sound test, and I wish more games would do that.
It's so good, because he's just like, over here on the left, over here on the right.
Center speaker!
Yes.
Center speaker!
And he's got like the fucking hunter behind him screaming.
It's so funny. Yeah, I wish more games would have more fun with that. In fact, another game that's surprisingly good for wild sound and fun with audio is Infamous Second Son, and that's available on the PlayStation 4.
I don't have one yet.
They actually just recently released a cool app, quote-unquote, and because the game sold so well, it's the game's soundtrack.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. And Sony does this with more than a couple of their games. They did this for Killzone 3. They had an app that you could download, and I think they did it for another game. I'm not in front of my PlayStation 3 right now, so I like couldn't tell you. But going back to The Last of Us, for example, you can hunt exclusively by sound in that game, almost, because you could hear the hunters talking, or the way the clickers were talking. And another thing about that is how the sound would change depending upon the environment.
Well, it changes depending on the environment, depending on how you're playing, like where you are, what you fucked up. Like if you accidentally make noise, which causes a clicker to come fucking eat your face.
Which is a really good way to hunt, because you can track them. Basically, like throw a bottle, they'll run towards it.
Yeah.
Or throw a bottle into a crowd of people, they'll be like, what the hell was that? Then you can have them eaten by clickers, which is one of my favorite tactics.
You're such a people person, dog.
Well, one of the things about the game that I really like is when you're walking on steps, for example, they'll creak. People can hear that. And
you can move slower on it to try to reduce the creak, yeah.
Yeah, and there's even impacts against different materials that, I don't know, like the one level I can think that demonstrates this some of the best is you get into Pittsburgh and it's just after you climb over that bus, and you're in the hunter camp, just before I think you meet the two other survivors, and you're in this building. It's this two-level fight, and just hearing the way that you can... It's like it's the sound, it's so rich. It's almost like you can feel the wet, damp cardboard or the rotting wood around you. And that's something else that the good sound design can impart on its environment. It can impart the environmental sensations in you because, once again, it's doing that immersion. Another good example of this would be probably Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
This actually poses a question. And something that I'm noticing from all the games that we're pointing out, generally we're pointing out the best sound design ones are always stealth-based games where...
Oh, Splinter Cell especially, too.
But I'm saying, are you noticing that where it's a stealth game, if it does not have the optimal audio, the game will be shit? Because any stealth game that has had bad audio, I don't remember any of them.
No.
Because they failed. Yeah. So...
makes sense why it would be so important.
Well, because you need you're to moving so much slower and everything. You can't just have epic music. You have to have that ambience. You have to have all the sound effects because everything is about being stealthy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hell, even Tenchu back in the day, it had pretty good sound design because it's all it really had. It was because you couldn't even get into a battle in Tenchu. As soon as they pulled out their sword, you're fucked.
Another genre of games that relies very heavily on sound is anything horror-based. So Silent Hill, Fear, Resident Evil in its early days, basically pre-Resident Evil 5.
Resident Evil in its early days and Dino Crisis? Oh my god, Dino Crisis is probably the only game that actually made me fucking jump and go, holy fuck! One of the first raptors jumped through the window at me, because I was like, is a raptor going to jump through this window? Walk past it, I'm like, oh.
Maybe not.
Okay, how about this window? No. And then it was like, and they waited until I was off guard for a fucking raptor to jump through the window.
I think my favorite part of that game is how they could follow you room to room. Where it wasn't just, oh, I'll just go to the next room to get away from this raptor. Oh no, they'll fucking follow you.
I don't really remember, but probably.
One game
fucking
that
raptors.
One game that's very notable for how it does its sounds, and it might not be one you'd expect, Forza. Because every engine does sound different.
Forza is straight up like
simulation.
Yeah, they want everything to be fucking perfect between the visuals, the audio, the way it fucking drives.
I think the reason they did that is because there is only so much you can do in a driving game story-wise.
Well, they don't.
So
they
want
don't
to perfect. Yeah, that's like, the thing. Then
their thing more is that they want to be able to show off the graphics of the console. They want to show off, like, they just want to show off the console basically with Forzas. And the people that like to play Forza are the ones that really enjoy all of those little details about fucking cars. So,
well, the fact that Forza 5 got the people involved from like Top Gear, but I know even year to year, they would go out and capture the different sounds of the different motors. They capture the track sounds, even how it sounds internally. I mean, there's one thing to get the engine from inside the car, it's another thing to sample it from outside as well.
This is kind of like sound kind of pretentious, but I'm glad they do that.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, if they didn't, then they're not doing their job right. Because if you want to do a really, really good racing game, this is coming from someone who has no love for racing games whatsoever, just because they're not in my wheelhouse. I don't like that kind of stuff. If they're not doing everything optimal to, like, everything that's new and everything, you know, every sound design perfect, then they're not doing their job right.
Yeah, and racing is one of those things where you can't literally get wrong, because you literally have that contingent of people that want that simulation experience. And I'm not too big a racer fan myself. I call myself a closet racer fan. Like, I enjoy games like Blur and Split Second, which are fantastic PlayStation
3 and Xbox games. I enjoy one of the best racing games in the world. It's called Mario Kart.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, see, there's another thing, too. There's the kart racer in there, but, you know, that's a topic for a different day. looking at my shelf here, looking for other games that have really good... One game that should have... Okay, let's talk about shit sound design. One game that should have been amazing, but I think it had everything in the world working against it. Aliens Colonial Marines.
I figured this was going to come up.
The Aliens franchise, a lot of that is built on sound. And you've listened to specifically the James Horner soundtrack for Aliens.
Which is amazing.
It's a very heavy percussion-based soundtrack. But just listen to when they're wandering through LV-426. You hear the boots on the metal, even the distinctive clatter of the pulse rifle, which is one of the most iconic sounds, I think, in sci-fi. And yet the game somehow managed to fuck that up. The aliens didn't sound any different when they got up in your face or whether they were like 10 or 15 feet away. And, you know, the aliens have a very distinctive sound when they move on the grating. They fuck that up.
The one thing they did get right, though, is the little beeper thing whenever you're, like, the radar.
Oh, yeah, they got they did nail the motion tracker. I will give them that.
That was, like, the one saving grace of that game. It's just like, oh, the motion tracker just sounds so good.
For me, one thing, and you'd have to be a really fucking a big audio nerd to notice this. Listen to the pulse rifle in that. Then watch Alien. The sounds are different. They sound alike, but the one they used for Aliens was extremely was a really low quality sample, and it doesn't dynamically change. Some games, for example, Call of Duty and Battlefield, they're like Forza but with guns, and I know they sample different guns because different guns sound different. Like if you compare, say, a Heckler & Koch MP5 to say, oh, fuck, I'm trying to think of it. Like, say, a MAC-10 auto pistol. They're both submachine guns. They both have about 30 rounds in the clip, but they have different fire rates. And they're both firing 9mm rounds, so based upon that alone, they should sound fairly similar, but they don't. The MAC-10 has a very high pitch. And the MP5 has a lot, it's bassier. Not by much, but enough that you could tell the difference between that and then the other thing. Or, say, an M14 Garand rifle, which is the standard rifle for the Marines, I think. You compare that against, say, a G36 assault rifle, which is, I think, British Army. It sounds different.
Talking about guns, you just made me realize a game that is actually really good for its time, but now that I really think about it, the audio in it was pretty shit. GoldenEye 007.
I was just thinking that too.
I love the sound of the Walther PPK silenced and the RCP-90. Everything else is crap.
Yeah, like I don't think there was any ambience.
There was only
things exploding. There was the music and there was the guns.
Watch music. Oh my god, the watch music is amazing.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, in the actual levels, I don't think there was, like, any ambience other than when you blew something up.
Your own footsteps, basically.
It wasn't super quiet, but it wasn't in your face. Because I know there was ambient sound in it. Because I think, I want to say Ken Lobb was the audio designer for that game. I'm not 100% sure on that name, but I know. It's one of the dudes from Rare. Either way, I remember there was ambient specifically in the facility. Because there was always the hum of air conditioners or something like that.
And I think I remember it in there was the level, the temple, was that? That was one of the levels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think I remember there being a specific either like ambient music or some kind of sound in the background in that one.
Yeah. And then there was one that was suspiciously not very immersive was when you're fighting on the satellite dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there really should have been more
like confusing for your eyes, for me anyway.
I didn't really get confused because I figured out how to kill him within the first like 30 seconds before he ran away.
Yeah, just fucking shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Fuck
him up really quick. That way you don't have to deal with a crappy level.
trying to think of, looking at my shelf right now, trying to find other games that maybe haven't done sound design so well.
It's kind of one of those things that's like, let's look at our shelves for all the great games that we have to try to find a shitty one.
Well, kind of not fair.
One of the game, I don't know whether I kind of hated it and kind of liked it at the same time was Rainbow Six Vegas. And that's a game that can be stealth-based if you want to do it that way. Just, you shot anything in that game and it would set off a fucking slot machine or something. Although, I remember specifically this. The gunshots in that game were so high-pitched, my neighbor actually came over and told me to turn it down because the sounds were shaking the pictures off his wall.
Holy shit.
Because I was playing with a single-shot rifle at that point because I didn't want to waste it. I'd rather stand back and snipe rather than go in there guns blazing. And I just remember, in that instance when I was on top of the dam just before the game ends and I'm fighting all these terrorists and just the sharp crack of the rifle. And I just realized in Rainbow Six, I wasn't totally impressed with that. Yet earlier games like Raven Shield in that series, I was really impressed because I played that on the PC. And actually, one of the things I've noticed, they're starting to do this now. It's more annoying than it is immersive now. Flashbangs. And you get that high-pitched squeal. And it's supposed to be cool. And it is kind of sometimes, maybe. But more often than not, it's irritating as shit.
Yeah, that's why, with Titanfall, I kind of enjoyed its version of the flashbang because it's not that high-pitched fucking noise. It's more of a, it's got almost like a Transformers feel to it when it explodes, where it's more like a wow rather than just a high-pitched noise. So it's immersive in the fact that it just fucked your sensors, but it didn't ruin your goddamn ears.
Or your eyes.
Well, yeah, it makes your eyes kind of go a little bit buggy. You're like, oh, what the fuck? But you don't just get this flash of light. One game that I had repressed in my mind that I was just looking at a list of critical failures of games because I couldn't really find a list for audio on my phone. But yes, I had repressed this game and I wish I hadn't remembered it. Sonic 2006 had terrible everything design, but the audio definitely, anyone that watches Game Grumps, if you suffered through their, I think, 100 episodes of Sonic 06, there's a couple notable things, like when you play Silver, or was his name Silver the Hedgehog? I don't fucking remember. Anytime he picks up... No, it was Silver.
Okay.
Shadow is another story. But when he picks up, actually, maybe it was Sonic. I don't know. I'm trying not to remember these things. Whenever they picked up a power-up, they would say great. It was like, great, 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 great. If you picked up three in a row.
It's just, good God.
Kills my brain. Everything about that game. Just everything.
It's so painful. Bad.
It's ruining me from even thinking about any other audio things. It's just how bad it is.
Why don't we go back to awesome games then?
Maybe we should go back to original audio design for old school games.
I was just about to suggest. I love Koji Kondo. I'm just going to put it out there.
The fuck?
He was the composer for Mario and the original Legend of Zelda games. Incredible, incredible composer. It was iconic. The stuff that he did was the iconic game music of all time. It's the kind of stuff that you can hum and someone be like, oh, that's Mario, or oh, that's Legend of Zelda. He didn't just do music compositions either. He did sound effects. I'm not totally sure if he did them for those games, but he did do sound design as well.
Hmm. Dodd's typing away at something, so he's looking something up.
Anything from the Mega Man series, very iconic set of sounds. Everybody knows the sound.
It's in his name, Rockman.
Well, not even just that. I mean, when you fire the plasma, the lemons, you know what that sound
fired
is.
Fired lemons.
You know what the sound is when he dies. You know the jump. Mega Man, I think, has some of the most iconic sound. I mean, I would even argue comparable to Mario.
I almost want to say he might have better than more iconic than Mario.
Yeah, because Mario has the jump, the dying thing, the power-up, the fire flower, the flying sound for the Tanuki suit.
Yeah, the mushroom.
The mushroom. And what other sound effects can you name? Coin.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they have about comparable.
Yeah, I mean,
I could name so many more Mega Man sound effects.
Yeah, personally, for me, I would say Mario is going to be more iconic for most people, just because Mario is a more popular title for people who aren't gamers. Like, you could go up to someone on the street and 99% of the time hum the Mario theme. They're like, oh, that's what that is. And then if you do the same thing with Mega Man, probably maybe 75% of the people would know what it is. I wouldn't know what it is. Well, maybe, but...
Mega Man hasn't kept the same kind of theme. He usually has different music for every game.
That's true.
But for anyone that's played Mega Man, you could hum any of those themes and people would know, right?
Yeah.
Which is kind of insane because there's so many different audio tracks. But yeah, like the dying sound, I can't even do it with my mouth.
The Mario one?
No, for Mega Man.
Mm.
Everybody that's listening probably is hearing it in their head because I just said it, but I can't do it. Then you got, yeah, like the lemons, a little pew-pew, but...
Pew-pew lemons.
Sonic's got some pretty, well, probably not as much as those two, though. Mostly the jump.
The jump, Sonic... Jump, the spin dash, the coin...
Yeah, the Sonic ring sound is pretty iconic. Even I know that, and I didn't really play a lot of Sonic.
The drowning sound effect. Actually, that's my wife's ringtone, so that's how I know to pick up the goddamn phone.
That's really romantic.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forget who gave me the idea for that. Like, that's really funny. I think I'm going to do that. trying to think of other games from the NES era that had really good sound.
You know what's funny, actually? This isn't necessarily, like, a really good sound thing, but I just did remember Koji Kondo, the guy that did the music for Legend of Zelda and Mario, who the first game he actually ever scored was Punch-Out. And I don't remember any of the music from Punch-Out.
Know the opening Sting and the training montage.
Well, yeah, the training montage is pretty
it's
iconic.
It's gonna be a montage!
Damn South Park.
Sorry.
Final Fantasy 1 has some of the best audio design in gaming for the fact that if they didn't peg it with the audio, the art, and the actual programming, Square Enix wouldn't exist. Like, they had the three best people that could have possibly made that game work on it, and the sound design definitely saved the game because it's got just so much iconic music now. Especially because with RPGs, you have to have good music because there isn't really an ambience to a turn-based RPG. It's more battle music.
Yeah, turn-based, that's true, yeah.
You know, sound effects for whenever you go through the menus can't be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff like that. Other games that I've got for the NES, TMNT fucking 2 has a pretty good sound design. I don't know if it's hard to have ambience on the Nintendo because
they only had so many sounds to work with.
Well, that's why the NES era had you had to have great music.
Yeah.
And most music loops were no longer than like a minute, maybe two.
Because they had to conserve the space memory. Memory for the actual game.
I mean, if you didn't have good sound design, it was just noise because the NES had either noise or good.
One game that's memorable, it's not good by any stretch of the imagination, but goddamn, is it fucking memorable? Friday the 13th's loop. And it's just this 8-second loop over and over again. Except whenever Jason comes out, it changes by like 5 seconds. And that's about it. But
doesn't it just get like... when he comes out?
It gets faster. It changes a little bit. It goes like that. Mm-hmm. And there's different music when you go inside the cabins to find the kids. And I think there's different music in the caves, but not the woods. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Super Nintendo and the Genesis have some of the best sound design in the world, in my opinion. Okay. They have some of the most memorable, like... Super Nintendo has a ridiculous amount of RPGs that all have battle themes and stuff that will stick with us forever if you've played them. The Genesis, I know, tried to boast that they had better audio. It really comes down to... Like, you were a Genesis guy more than I am. I maybe have three games for mine.
I can think of games that had really good sound. Toe Jam and Earl, pretty much any of those games. The Phantasy Stars. Dynamite Heady, I thought, had a fun soundtrack. Same with Vector Man. Spark, a.k.a. Rocket Knight, I think it was called. The Sonic games, obviously.
The Mega Man X series for the SNES basically took everything from Mega Man and made it even fucking better, including the audio. There's like...
Although I would argue some of the boss themes are not as memorable as the NES ones.
Yeah, I guess you could argue that.
Because I can name Chill Penguins, Spark Mandrills, and Storm Eagles. Those are tracks that immediately come to mind. Oh, and Armored Armadillo. You asked me to name any of the themes that have X2 and 3? Couldn't do it.
Well, the thing is, like, once you get so many damn themes, it's hard to make them as fuck, like, just perfect.
That's a weak ass argument.
Oh, no, I'm not, it's not really a defense. It's more like we said, like Mario has the same kind of theme that they remix or whatever throughout the years. Mega Man doesn't have a specific theme, it just has fucking a bajillion different songs for every boss, all the levels, etc. So you can't really expect every single one to be perfect,
yeah,
but you know, you'd like them to be.
Well, I don't know, because I would argue there's at least, because Tiffany, you're more musically inclined than Jamie, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there is a certain, you know, it's a Mega Man game through a feel in the music, especially on the like NES soundtracks. Like the like opening theme sets the tone for the game. With Mega Man X, I found it wasn't the same.
I don't know, fucking Zero's theme still gives me chills every time I hear it.
Zero's theme, yeah, but I think Mega Man X, the first one, had the best in that series. I remember I remember the X-Hunters themes and Zero's theme from X2, and that's about it. Beyond that, in that series, I can't name much more. However, the Mega Man Zero series, which came out on the DS... That's got some fantastic stuff with it. Oh.
Which is a much lesser known series, too, which kind of sucks because it's a great series.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
They need to, have they ported that to like the Wii or anything?
No.
Yeah. Hmm.
There is the Mega Man Zero collection for the 3DS or for the DS.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah.
It's easier to just have that than have all the different games on you all at the same time.
Well, yeah, because you're going to be paying out the ass for it.
I think you get bonus stuff in it, too.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Well, since we're moving up in generations, I automatically go to N64 because that's when I generally started actually gaming myself instead of watching my brother play games. Because that's how I evolved into actually being a gamer. I
she
started watching.
She missed out on the SNES, so she should just go die in a fire.
obviously, Super Mario 64 has incredible. That's first when you get to hear voice acting, actual voice acting in games. You get to hear Mario's voice, which was awesome. And then you get like the really iconic castle theme and stuff like that.
God damn that.
It's so great. It's awesome. That whole game is just, you know, it's a testament to evolving sound design, I think.
Except then you compare it to all the PlayStation 1 games and they have a lot better sound design.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, I'm a PlayStation fan from then on because it was basically like, hey, where did Square Enix go? PlayStation? All right, see you, Nintendo. I had a 64. I didn't even have Super Mario 64. I had Star Fox 64 because badass game.
Failure.
GoldenEye.
One that you just recently played, Quest 64? I can't remember.
That was Scotland.
But I can't remember anything about the sound design in that game besides the one theme when you hit this town called Dondarrn. Oh my god, this song is incredible. I don't know why, but it's just so...
I don't know why you fell in love with that song. Isn't that insane?
Like, I went on YouTube and I was like, I need to hear the song again. I found a orchestral version that someone had done on Finale with this incredible Garrett sound pack. It's super nerdy music stuff. Anyways, this freaking remastered version is amazing. I don't know who the composer for Quest 64 was, but I love you, sir, or madam. I just think it's amazing.
She just had a nerdgasm. Jeebus. Now you got me off topic. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I think Dodd's kind of a...
Shadows of the Empire would be one game that stands out for me on the N64. Fantastic, great. It's Star Wars music. What the hell do you expect?
But is it? Go ahead.
I don't want to really cut anybody off here, but I just thought of a game that has the best sound design in the world, and it will give you a fucking headache. Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island. Crying baby. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was annoying as all shit.
Do you know if Shadows of the Empire, do you know if that was done by the original Star Wars composer John Williams?
I know certain themes were. Like, basically, if they could use a theme from a certain stage, they would. But that there was original music in that. I don't think it was composed by Williams entirely, so I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah.
But I remember it being a fun sound experience. Like, you're like blasters. There weren't any lightsabers in that game.
Yeah, I just actually looked it up. Apparently, he was used for, I guess, just inspiration, but someone else actually did the soundtrack for that, which is how it's for most of the games. He only did the music and only certain Star Wars, I think. Like, in the prequels, he did do the music, but he had a lot of help as well. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly, we could talk about this literally all day, but unfortunately, things to do, people to see.
Send us your favorite sound designs to feedback@thisweekingeek.net.
And tell us. And send us links if you want to hear a specific song.
Or... check out our new Facebook page. You know, we'd love to get more likes on there. I've been trying to post things. We have we usually post these episodes on there and then onto the website real quick. So you can check that out there. You can share gaming news with us that we can always pick up and throw onto the show. That's facebook.com/prototype.twig, I believe. We'll link it in the description.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
I don't type it out because I just have a little button that I click and it just automatically takes me to that. So, I fail on that. My bad.
What are we going to be talking about next time, Jamie?
Which were we doing? We were doing difficulty in video games.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about when you beat a video game or if you'll beat a video game. So, with that being said, for the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
I've been Tiffany Campton.
Oh, yeah. Your last name's Campton.
West Side?
West Side. And I've been Jamie J.J. Johnson saying, you need more audio in your life. Boom, 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 boom